Rave Radio. It's Thursday, May 22nd. This is Gary Kay, and you're listening to my Daily Rants and Raves. Daily Rants and Raves are part of the Rave Radio Podcast Network, which is sponsored by both Atlas Sound and Ingram Micro. You can check out Atlas Sound at atlassound.com and Ingram Micro at ingrammicro.com. So, number one, today's my birthday, and I want to thank everybody for sending me all those nice emails, Facebook posts, LinkedIn posts, Twitter posts. It was amazing how many different even on comments on our website. It's amazing how many different ways people can say happy birthday to you nowadays with electronic communications. I had literally over 400 messages, and that made me feel really well. Feel really good, really well, whatever the correct term is. But back to the news. We have InfoComm coming up, and there's a lot of stuff going on in the world of news and AV. And you can see it all on our website at ravepubs.com/InfoComm. 1-4, InfoComm 1-4. But in the meantime, you can go to ravepubs.com and all of our news is there, and you can see all the stuff we're reporting on at InfoComm. Of course, we're going to bring about 25 people to InfoComm, and we'll be shooting videos, we'll be podcasting live, we'll be also archiving all of our live podcasts. You can go back and read them later. We'll also be shooting photos of all the booths, all the new products that we see, and we'll be blogging about all the new products that we see on the show floor. Some of them are actually already written up on our website. There's a great article from InfoComm on our website that talks about WebRTC and one of the hottest things going on in the Pro AV market right now. And if you're in the video conferencing segment of the market, you need to know what WebRTC is. So check it out at ravepubs.com. And we've had a couple of acquisitions. Of course, you know about Harman buying AMX. That's going to be the biggest acquisition story of InfoComm unless someone else surprises us here. But today we got news that Biamp acquired Dev Audio. Dev Audio makes microphone processing technology. You probably know them as the company that makes the Microcone. If you haven't heard about that, of course, the story's on our website. Got a great AV People story on Bill Mullen of Starin. I don't know if you know who Starin is, but Starin's one of those companies that everybody seems to work with because they have this phenomenal database of AV products, so you got to check them out, and you can check them out at ravepubs.com. And of course, you can see a lot of we have a lot of blogs with some controversial topics on our website right now. Probably my favorite one, because I wrote it, is the about Arrive Systems. This company called Arrive 5 years ago came onto the market as billing itself as the eco-friendly control system. Then they were the signal routing and distribution system that was network-based. Now they're calling themselves a collaboration solution. For the last 3 years, I've been asking them for a single installation in the United States that they didn't do for free. They've given me two installations that they did for free, one at a consultant location and one at an integrator's location. But they have yet to give me a single installation that they've actually been paid to put in where I can talk to the customer and they can tell me that they're happy with it here in the United States. Give me all sorts of references of installations in the Middle East, but nowhere in the United States, Europe, or Asia. I'd love to see what you guys think about Arrive Systems. Anyway, the blog I wrote is called Arrive is Back, But Does Anyone Care? I'd love for you to read it and tell me your opinion. You can see it at ravepubs.com. Click on the blog section and read it and tell me what you think. And there's also another interesting blog about the return of the cassette tapes. Believe it or not, cassette tapes are back, kind of. It's a good blog. It's funny, and it's also informative. Check that out. It's called The Return of the Cassettes. Are you kidding me? All this is related to InfoComm. Every single story that I've talked to you about today has an impact on InfoComm, or is going to have an impact on InfoComm, because it's going to be products that are shown at InfoComm. I'm sure you're going. If you're not going, you should be going. You should check it out at infocom.org. And if you can't go, follow all our InfoComm news at ravepubs.com/infocom14. Thanks for listening. Talk to you tomorrow.